should be punished.
That question is asked in the pasuk. We'll come to it.
Start your day of the Torah way, Northwest London, Sunday, 29th of Sivan, 18th of June, Rabbi Moshe Aaron Godlevsky, Shlita, Parshas Korach. This week's Torah is with sponsor Lil Nishmos, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Moshe, Hashem Yimkim Domo, Peral Basha Bas Rabbi Yosef, Hashem Yimkim Domo, Chana Bluma Bas Rabbi Yosef, Hashem Yimkim Domo, his Yatzai was on the 15th of Sivan, and Shalomis Bas Rabbi Hud, the Leib, Aleh Al-Sholem, whose Yad site was yesterday.
Good morning. The Parshas Korach. So we have, the Pasuk says, V'lo yeh k'korach v'chadosei. The Gemara Sanhedrin learns from this Pasuk, Mikan, says Rav. Somebody who's machzik in a machloikas, so he's over in a lav. Any machloikas. Now, Rabbi Rucham is medayik, the loshen of the Gemara is not kol ha'oisa machloikas, it's kol ha'machzik b'machloikas. It means he's with actions. He's keeping at it. He's not yielding. So the point is, the point of the lav is not to be with Akshonus and Machlaikas, to submit, to give in. Now, there's a fundamental question here. How could this pasuk of Layek Kairach, how can the story of Kairach really be the source for the Isra of Machlaikas, any trivial Machlaikas? The Machlaikas of Kairach was something extremely fundamental. It was something that involved Yesayde Hadas. He was been chaylak on Moshe Rabbeinu, was chaylak on the Kahuna, as we know from the Gemara, the story that they heard from the ground coming up the sounds of Korach v'Adosa. He's saying Moshe Emes v'Sirosay Emes. That means that the Machlaikas was really being kaifer, denying the basic of Yisoidei Hadas of Moshe Emes v'Sirosay Emes. So how can we compare a regular machlaikas, a trivial machlaikas between one person and another to the machlaikas of Korach v'Chadosei, that this should be the source of the Issur machlaikas. And we have to better examine what was Korach being chaylik on. On the one hand, the dominant machlaikas was obviously on the kahuna. He was chaylik on the kahuna. He wanted to be the kohen. He didn't want Aaron to be the kohen. But Lamaisa, as we pointed out, he was also chaylik on the koyach of Taurus Moshe. He was chaylik on the yisoid, on the fundamental yud gimel ikrim of Taurus Min Hashamayim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who brought down Taurus Min Hashamayim and Moshe Emes v'Sirasa Emes. So it's not just being chaylik on the kahuna. So how do we put these two things together? Now, in order to understand what machlokes is about, we want to first understand what shalom is about. So the Gemishna in Ovis says, "Havei mi talmid of Sha'aron oyev shalom v'roidev shalom oyev esabriyos u'mekarvan la'toyra." The question is, why is every person who's oyev shalom v'roidev shalom have to be related to talmid of Sha'aron Akayan? True, Aaron Akayan was an oyev shalom, and another person could also be oyev shalom. Why is he automatically considered a talmud of Aaron Akayan? So we see from this Mishnah that the middah of shalom is something that's uniquely Aaron HaKohen's middah. He's the one that through him there is shalom ba'olam. Through him there is the middah of shalom exists in the world. And without him, without Aaron HaKohen, the world is a world without shalom. Aaron HaKohen was the one that brought into the world this middah of shalom. And Memela, anyone who is Oyev Shalom, Red of Shalom, that has to be coming from Aaron HaKohen. It's something that's learned, that's gleaned from Aaron HaKohen. What was unique about Aaron HaKohen that the Middah of Shalom is uniquely his? So obviously Aaron was Aaron HaKohen. That means the Kahuna, which was doing the Avodah of the Karbonis for the entire Klal Yisrael, as Rashi says here, Kohen Echad, we have one Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash that's doing the Avodah for the entire nation, the entire Klal Yisrael. So Aaron HaKohen being that one that united Klal Yisrael in the Aveda through the Kahuna, through the Aveda of Korbanos. So that's why Shalom, unity, is the Midah that's specifically Miyuchas to Aaron HaKohen. Now, there's two Rashis. There's a Rashi in Parashas Chukas and a Rashi in Parashas Zeis HaBracha. On the Pasuk says, V'chol Beis Yisrael Yivku es Yivku. V'yivku Oysa Kol Beis Yisrael. When Aaron HaKohen was Nifter, the entire Klal Yisrael was mourning, was crying. So Rashi points out, what does it mean, Kol Beis Yisrael? It means the men and the women, because he was Oysa Shalom Bein Ish L'Ishtay. Right? Now Rashi again, in the end of Zeis HaBracha, by the Petir of Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Vayivku Oysoi Beis Yisrael. And here, Bnei Yisrael. It doesn't say, Vayivku Oysoi Kol Beis Yisrael. So Rashi says, only the Zchorim, only the male, but the women not. But by Aaron, says Rashi, there it says, Kol Beis Yisrael. And the question is, why does Rashi have to stress this point of Aaron being the one that's Kol Beis Yisrael? And in this juxtaposition, in this place where we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi's already said by Aaron HaKohen that he was that Yivkoi is Kol Beis Yisrael in Parashas Chukas. Now we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Why does Rashi have to point out the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen at this point? So it would seem that the fact that Aaron HaKohen was Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom and Moshe was not, is not a chasaron in Moshe Rabbeinu Chalila. Rather, the way to look at it is that Aaron HaKohen was the one that was mashlim. He was the one that was mashlim the middah of Shalom to Moshe Rabbeinu. It means Moshe and Aaron worked together, obviously. We see after the entire from the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim already. Right, that Moshe Rabbeinu Zaral Sfosayim, and he had to have Aaron HaKohen to interpret him. Aaron HaKohen was always the one that was paired up, linked with Moshe Rabbeinu, bringing out in Mashlim that which Moshe Rabbeinu needed Aaron HaKohen for, to express whatever Moshe Rabbeinu had to Klal Yisrael, to bring it to Klal Yisrael, to make it palatable to Klal Yisrael. So when Rashi is bringing in Parashas Zeis HaBracha, when he's talking about the Petir of Moshe, and he's saying there was only the Zchorim, but by Aaron it was also the Nekevas, Rashi means to say that Aaron HaKohen was the one that was Mashlim and completed the Avodah of Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't a separate Avodah. Meaning like this, the way to understand it is, Moshe Rabbeinu brought down Torah to Klal Yisrael. Aaron HaKohen connected Klal Yisrael to the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how they work together. Now, let's take this a step, let's try and understand this better. It means what we're saying is that when Aaron HaKohen was Mason Shalom Bein Ish L'Ishtoyu Bein Odom L'Chaveiro, really, what was the basis of the Shalom? This Midas HaShalom, which we said before, is something which was a Chiddush of Aaron HaKohen that he brought into the world, that the world without Aaron HaKohen was a world without Shalom, and with Aaron HaKohen, it's a world with Shalom. What's the basis of the Midas HaShalom? It was the Tyrus Moshe. The Tyrus Moshe Emes, the Sirosai Emes, that was the basis of the Shalom of Aaron HaKohen, because Aaron HaKohen's Shalom was connecting all the different parts of Klal Yisrael and all the different conflicting units, Ish V'Ishtoi, connecting all of them to Torah, to the Torah's Emes, to Moshe Emes and Sirasa Emes, and that's what facilitated the Shalom. Let's understand this a little better from Rashi. Rashi says, "Boiker v'yoida Hashem es ashaloi v'sakari v'hikriv elof." What did Moshe Rabbeinu mean to tell Kairach v'adosi over here? Says Rashi. The Pashup Shat is, in the morning, Hashem will show us who he really chose and who he wants. Rashi brings a droshes chazal. Rashi says, "Boikem" means the following: "Omalei Moshe, gevulois chilek Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'ilamai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu divided out boundaries, parameters. Yecholim atem lafeich boker la'erev. Could you turn morning to evening, tonight? Obviously not. Kein tuchlu levatel lezu. If you can be mahapech boker la'erev, then you'll also be able to be mahapech the kahuna and take it away from Aaron and give it and take it to yourself. Shenema vayerev vayboker. Rashi continues. Right? Now, what was he telling him? Is this just a moshel ba'alma? Doesn't sound like it. It sounds like the Chazal are equating the machloikas of Koirach against Aaron HaKoyen, which is essentially against Moshe Rabbeinu, as somebody who would want to be mahapech boiker le'erev. That's something powerful. Now, in actual fact, the Gemara tells us that on that day, the Shemesh refused to rise in the morning. That day of the Machlekes of Koirach, the Shemesh actually refused to rise. And he said, "Im ein ata oise din leben amram, loy neitze." It receded. It refused to show up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to push it out, so to speak. And the Gemara said that ad hayoyim hazeh, every single morning, the sun refuses, and has to be pushed out. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the Sugya. The Gemara talks about this, the parasha. So, in actual fact, comes out that Koirach actually, to a certain extent, through his machlekas, did actually have, to a certain extent, be mahapech boikel erev. It wasn't just stam a mashal v'alma. He messed up the world to a certain extent that now the sun has to be pushed out. And on that day, the sun refused to rise. Now, this has to be understood, obviously. So, what does it mean? Rashi doesn't say, could you be mahapich the erev to boiker? Rashi says, could you be mahapich boiker la erev? So, what does that mean? The Gemara on Shabbos says, if somebody has a choice to buy Neiros Shabbos or to buy Neiros Chanukah, which one should he buy? He only has enough money for one. Says the Gemara, Neiros Shabbos come first. Mishum Sholem Bayis. Sholem Bayis is Daicha. The Rambam adds, because we see that by the parish of Saita, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that his name, the Shem Hashem, should be Nimchak Alamayim, to make Sholem between Ish Le'ishtei. So we see that even Daicha Mechikas Hashem, in order to make Shalom. So too, you push aside the mitzvah of Neris Chanukah in order to keep the Shalom Bayis. How's Shalom Bayis? Through Neris Shabbos. So Maral explains, how's light something that brings Shalom? So he says like this. He says, Boiker, the word Boiker, which is obviously when it's light, daytime, light. Boiker is Miloshen Bikur, like checking. To check, bikru, to check an animal from a mum is called bikur. To check, to examine, to discern. Boiker, when it's light, so you can discern, you can examine, you can see things. Things are visible, things are discernible. When things are discernible, bikru means to examine things and to discern between one and another. Not just to see things, but to see things in an orderly fashion, to see things in its place, to see where everything fits in. In the night is Erev. Erev is Miloshen Irbuv, a mixture, Taruvus. That's Erev. In the night, when everything's dark, everything is mixed up. Things collide with each other. Things are not organized in its proper place. You don't relate to things in an orderly fashion because you can't discern, you can't tell each one thing from another, the space of each thing. So, what Koirach was doing was, he was being mehapech boiker la'erev. Through his machlekas, he was destroying this boiker, the idea of gevulois chilek Hashem ba'olamai. Gevulois chilek Hashem ba'olamai means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every single thing and every single person, every single power in the world, its space, its designated space, its specific space, how it has to function. How it has to exist, together with everything else in the world. how everything fits with each other. How, the way things can fit with each other is if everything has its space, and it has its boundaries, and it has its parameters, and in that way it doesn't infringe on the next thing, and each thing recognizes the right of the other thing to exist, and is able to do so because there is a bigger picture to the world. Through the fact that there's a bigger picture in the world, each thing can find its place, is given its place actually. It's given its place. That is the idea of shalom. Shalom is not irbuf. That could be a mistake. That everyone together in a way of irbuf, like a chalant, that's not shalom. That's actually irbuf. That's churban. That's not shalom. Shalom is gevulos chilek Hashem b'olam, where everything has its place, where everything has its function together with everything else. Meaning he knows his limits. It has its limits because it recognizes how something else exists with it and where each thing is. Now, so Torah is Torah's emes. Moshe Rabbeinu brought down Torah to this world. The Torah is very conceptual. Torah is in the Seichel. Aaron HaKohen was the one that, through his Avodah, he connected Klal Yisrael to the Torah's emes. He gave each person, each individual, a place within the Klal, a place within the Torah's emes. And also, like the pasuk says, "Umekarvon laTorah," meaning within each individual person, there's also conflicting koiches. There's conflicting yitzarim in a person that pulls different directions. And if everything is not given a place and is not given an understanding of how it fits in with his own bigger picture, then that's also, then the person's going to be in a mess. What Aaron HaKohen did, he was able to connect to every single individual and understand him and understand every single part of him and give him to be able to be mashlim himself, to be in a state of shalom, to be have all his koichas mechuvan and directed to the kiyum haTorah, that everything in him, every single part in him, should be in sync with Torah, should be alpi Torah. That was his tremendous koich of Aaron HaKohen. But as we said, the basis of this shalom is Torah's emes, because Torah is the single one koich in the world that is the emes of the world. That gives the entire world a seder. The Torah relates to every single part of the world and gives it a seder, gives it a mahalach, gives everything a mahalach of how it should work and what should be done and how to understand everything, how to relate to everything. And Aaron HaKohen took that further, developed that. As we know, even Aaron HaKohen is called Torah Baal Peh in this forum. The Koich of Torah Baal Peh is miyuchas to Aaron HaKohen. So this is the koyach of Aaron HaKohen. That means, like it says, Tamid Chachomim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, is because the basis of Shalom is Tamid Chachomim, is Torah. Which means that a world without that, a world without Torah, a world without Aaron, is a world that's called Olam HaPirud. It's an Olam that everything is on its own, and everything is in conflict with the other, things are in conflict with each other, things collide and things are disconnected. Things are disconnected, they're random. So let's sum up now what we can take from this as far as understanding what was going on over here. When Korach was being chaylik on the kahuna, he was not just having a specific machlokes about a specific issue. He was introducing the concept, if you like, of machlokes in Klal Yisrael. He was going against the very koyach of shalom. It was a machlokes against shalom. Aaron HaKohen stood for shalom. That was his middah. And his koyach of shalom was based on the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Torah's emes. So when Korach was going against Aaron HaKohen and against Moshe Rabbeinu, against the Moshe emes, the Sirasa emes, that's going to unite through Aaron HaKohen all of Klal Yisrael in every single aspect within each individual, it was machlokes against shalom. That's what the machlokes is. He said, "Kol ha'eda kulam kadoshim." Everyone could just have things from himself. He doesn't need to fit in with anyone else. And that was being mahapich boich kala erev. He was doing iruvav. He was causing iruvav in Klal Yisrael. as opposed to Gvulois, as opposed to Shalim, which is based on Gvulois. What was his einish for that? His einish was Gehenim. In fact, the Gemara says, Ben Levi, what does Ben Levi mean? Right? Vayikach Kairach Ben Levi. Ben Levaya le Gehenim. He was a companion with Gehenim. What does that mean? The Rashi brings down that even the young Ketanim, Shalei Yigiyah Lechinach, the little babies, were affected, were nenash, by the story of through this machlekes. Right? It says kama kosha machlekes. You see how severe machlekes is, that even the little children who normally on cotton is potter from einshim, and here when it comes to machlekes, it's so severe that even the young little kids also were nivla and got swallowed up. And the question is, what is the severity of machlekes in a way that even the young kid who's potter has no responsibility? How come he gets the einish? So the answer is, it's not just it's more severe and less severe. Machlokes is, as we said, irbuf. When there's irbuf, things cannot function. Things cannot exist. Things are completely disconnected. Disconnected from the bigger picture of the world. Disconnected from Rebbeinu Shlom. Disconnected from each other. Disconnected from the Bria. Everything is just floating. That is Gehenna. That is Gehenna. Gehenim is an existence of total pirud, an existence of churban. That is what Gehenim is all about. So the reason why even the little kids, even the little children, also were affected is because once they are involved in machlekes, whether it's from their bechira or not, it doesn't make a difference. They are now have entered in a state of non-existence. They've entered into Erev, into Choshech, into Laila, into a state of Gehenim. At Kedei, that Korach is called Ben Levaya. He's called, so to speak, a companion to Gehenim. When was Gehenim created? The Gemara in Pesachim says that Gehenim was created on Yom Sheni, on the second day. Second day of Bria Olam, Gehenim was created. Why the second day? Because the second day is the second, it means there's two. Two things apart. When things are apart from each other, the opposite of Shalom, day number two, that's when Gehenim automatically comes along with it. It's created together with it. The Marsha says an interesting thing in the Sugya and Psachim of Zugos, that there's an Isser to have, at least back in the times of Chazal, there was an Isser to have things in twos, in even numbers, to drink two cups of drink, or right? Twos is something to keep away from because of the shadim. Why two? What's so bad about two? Why does shadim connect to two? Why do the mazikin connect to two? Says the Marsha, for this very reason that we just mentioned. Because the Yom Sheni, day number two, is the day of Pirut, is the day where things are disconnected, The idea of things being able to be disconnected from one another is something that phenomena was created on Yom Sheni. So keep away from twos, from even numbers. That's what the Mashal says there. But coming back to here, the mistake of Kairach was that he felt that everyone can have his own ruchnis. He wanted ruchnis. He wanted kahuna. Dosan Vaviram, says the Maral, they were just Baalei Machlekes for the sake of Machlekes. Kairach wanted kahuna. He wanted ruchnis, but he didn't realize that things work together. The world is a bigger picture. There's a Moshe Emes, a Sirasa Emes that we have to connect to together. And everything has its gavul. Everything has its parameters, its boundaries. And that was a mistake. Shkoyach.
I'm sorry, I'm in choice.